Welcome back for another deep dive. And today we are going to be tackling AI and its impact on knowledge workers.
Oh, wow.
A topic that's probably already on your radar if you're listening to this, but we are going to be going beyond just the headlines. With this deep dive, you shared a pretty meaty research report with me with a literature review and 4 case studies. And I've got to say, some of this stuff is seriously thought-provoking. One of the things that jumped out at me was how AI is moving beyond just, you know, those sci-fi robot tropes that we always hear about. And it's really starting to change how we work right now,
right?
Especially if you're in a field that's all about information and expertise.
Yeah, it really is a fascinating time to be looking at this topic. AI is just becoming increasingly integrated into our work lives. And understanding these changes is really, I think, crucial for anyone who deals with information and knowledge on a daily basis.
For sure. For sure. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's just start with the basics. What are we even talking about when we say AI? Because one of the first things that the report pointed out was that even the experts don't always agree on a single definition.
That's right. And this lack of a common understanding can create a real barrier for organizations when they are trying to implement AI.
Right. So
people are hesitant to adopt something that they don't fully grasp. And in fact, we see that playing out in a couple of the case studies.
Yeah, it makes sense if you think about it. It's like someone handing you this really complex gadget with a set of instructions in a language you can't even read. It's not exactly confidence inspiring.
Exactly.
So why are so many organizations pushing forward with AI adoption despite these challenges? Well, the case studies that you sent paint a pretty compelling picture.
Yeah, the common thread across the organizations in these case studies is this need to manage the ever-growing flood of data and to address workforce shortages. Take the two hospitals, for example. Both are using AI to analyze information more quickly and more efficiently than ever before.
Yeah, it's remarkable. One is using AI to detect epilepsy in EEGs. Imagine trying to do that manually, sifting through hours of brainwave data. And the other one is using AI for patient intake, which is streamlining a process that can be so time-consuming and prone to errors.
Right. And then there's the law enforcement agency that's using AI to analyze massive data sets for criminal investigations. Think about the old way of doing things. You know, investigators manually combing through mountains of paperwork and physical evidence. AI is radically changing how these investigations are conducted.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like a game changer. But the report makes it clear that developing and implementing AI is much more complex than just writing some code. And hitting go?
Absolutely. The report uses this really helpful analogy of an AI pyramid, where data storage and infrastructure form the base of this pyramid. And more advanced AI applications like machine learning are at the peak. It really highlights that you can't have sophisticated AI tools without that solid foundation.
Yeah, I like that visual. It really helps to understand the complexities involved. And we see this playing out in the law enforcement case study. Their existing infrastructure couldn't handle the demands of this new AI tool, which caused all sorts of issues for the officers who were actually using it out in the field.
Precisely. It's a reminder that successful AI implementation really requires a holistic approach. You can't just focus on the technology itself. You need to consider the entire ecosystem in which it's going to operate.
So how are knowledge workers feeling about all of this? It seems like a mix of excitement and apprehension, right?
The research actually uses the term positive critical to describe the attitude of most knowledge workers towards AI. They see the potential benefits, but they're also very aware of the limitations and potential downsides.
Yeah, makes total sense. Proceed with caution, right? And speaking of potential downsides, the report brought up this concept of affordances and constraints when it comes to AI. Can you kind of break that down for us a little bit?
Sure. So the affordances and constraints framework helps us understand how AI changes how work gets done. AI can make certain actions easier or more efficient. And these are what we call the affordances. So for example, think about how AI can automate those repetitive tasks or provide quick access to vast amounts of information.
Yeah.
But AI can also introduce new limitations, and these are the constraints.
And one of the most talked about constraints is that whole black box problem, right? Where some AI tools are so complex that even their creators don't fully understand how they arrive at their conclusions.
Exactly. And this lack of transparency can breed mistrust, as we see in the law enforcement case study. The officers are hesitant to use the AI tool because they can't explain how it's identifying potential criminal activity. Imagine trying to present evidence in court that's based on an algorithm you can't fully explain.
Yeah, that would be a tough sell. Transparency is clearly crucial if we want people to actually trust and rely on these AI tools.
It's not just about trust, though.
Yeah?
It's also about accountability. You know, if something goes wrong, Who is responsible? These are some really important questions that need to be addressed as AI becomes more prevalent in the workplace.
And this is where it gets really interesting to me. The report talks about this idea of expected affordances. And basically, it's saying that our understanding of how AI will work in the future is already impacting how we are using it today.
Yeah, that's a really fascinating concept. And the hospital implementing the AI epilepsy detection tool is a great example. The neurologists anticipated that eventually AI would be able to actually diagnose epilepsy with even greater accuracy than humans. And this expectation actually led them to change their current practices, even though those future AI capabilities weren't fully realized yet.
So it's like our vision of the future is shaping the present. It's pretty mind-blowing when you think about it. But let's get down to the question that's probably on everyone's mind. Are robots coming for our jobs? What does the research say about AI's impact on knowledge work?
Well, the research suggests that for now, AI is primarily being used to support knowledge workers, not replace them.
Yeah.
The emphasis really is on AI as a tool for augmentation, not elimination.
Okay, that's a relief.
Yeah.
But it's not just about whether or not AI will take our jobs, right?
Yeah.
It's also about how it's changing the way we work. The report kind of dives into these five core components of job design, you know, things like autonomy, workload, even social support, and how AI is impacting each of them.
Yeah, and one of the most significant findings is that knowledge workers really place a high value on their autonomy. They want to retain control over their decisions, even when they are using these AI tools.
Yeah, it makes sense. No one wants to feel like a robot themselves, just following orders from another robot. So how do organizations go about integrating AI successfully? It's obviously more than just buying the latest shiny tech tool, right?
Absolutely. The research highlights the importance of technology readiness, having the right infrastructure training and support in place to actually use and manage these tools effectively.
The hospital that developed the AI epilepsy detection tool really seemed to have this figured out. They had these designated key users, almost like AI ambassadors within the neurology department, who were actively involved in testing and refining the tool and encouraging their colleagues to actually use it. It seems like that kind of bottom-up approach is really crucial for successful AI integration.
It definitely played a key role in their success, and we're also seeing this play out with individuals adopting tools like ChatGPT on their own initiative, even outside of formal organizational structures.
So AI is changing the game in more ways than one. What does this all mean for our listener who's out there trying to make sense of AI and its impact on their own work?
Well, it means that understanding AI and its implications is no longer just a nice-to-have skill. It's becoming really essential for anyone in a knowledge-based field to stay ahead of the curve.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are feeling that shift happening. So let's go back to those case studies for a minute. What really stood out to you about the different ways people were experiencing AI?
You know, what really struck me was how varied those experiences were. It wasn't a simple, love it or hate it situation. Mm-hmm. There were so many nuances. And it really seemed to depend on, individual personalities, the type of work they were doing, and the overall culture of the organization.
Totally. The case studies really highlighted how that implementation process and the organizational support play such a huge role in shaping people's experiences with AI.
Exactly. For example, in the law enforcement case study, the officers who were already comfortable with technology and had received proper training were much more likely to see that AI tool as a helpful resource. They understood its limitations, and they were able to integrate it into their existing workflows more seamlessly.
But those who weren't as tech savvy or hadn't received adequate training were more hesitant, even distrustful. It really underscores the importance of addressing those technology readiness gaps that we talked about.
Absolutely. And organizational factors played a big role too. The hospital that successfully implemented the AI epilepsy detection tool had a very collaborative approach. They involved the neurologists in the development process right from the very beginning, which really fostered a sense of trust and ensured that the tool actually met their specific needs.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. If you feel like you're part of the process, you're more likely to be invested in its success. They understood the expected affordances and they had those key users championing the technology.
Precisely. In contrast, the other hospital implementing the digital auto anamnese tool face more resistance. And part of the challenge there was that it wasn't just about adopting a new tool. It was about changing a really well-established workflow and potentially disrupting that doctor-patient relationship.
Right. It's a good reminder that technology implementation is never just about the technology itself. It's about people relationships and how we adapt to change.
Couldn't agree more.
Okay, so we've talked about what AI is and why organizations are adopting it. Now let's kind of get into the how. How is AI actually changing the way knowledge workers do their jobs?
The research points to some key areas where AI is having a major impact. One is in data analysis and decision-making. AI tools can sift through massive amounts of data, identify patterns, and make recommendations that humans might miss.
Yeah, it's like having a super-powered research assistant at your fingertips. Remember that law enforcement case study? The AI tool could analyze those financial transactions and flag suspicious activity in a fraction of the time it would take a human analyst.
Exactly. And in healthcare, AI is being used to diagnose diseases, personalize treatment plans, and even predict patient outcomes with increasing accuracy.
Wow, yeah, the potential benefits in fields like healthcare and law enforcement are huge.
They are. But it's crucial to remember that AI is a tool, not a replacement for human judgment and expertise.
Yeah, the report emphasizes that point over and over. It's about augmentation, not replacement.
Exactly. It's about finding that right balance. Using AI to enhance our capabilities, not to blindly follow its recommendations. You know, we need to retain that critical thinking element.
So how do we make sure AI is used ethically and responsibly, especially as it becomes, you know, even more integrated into our work lives?
That's a really important question. The research stresses the need for transparency. We need to understand how these AI systems work, how they are making decisions, and what data they're using.
Which brings us back to that black box problem. If we can't understand the reasoning behind an AI system's conclusions, how can we trust them?
Exactly. And transparency isn't just about technical explanations, it's also about accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Who is responsible when an AI system makes a mistake?
Yeah, those are some tough questions. And it's clear from the report that we need better guidelines and regulations to address these ethical concerns. It's going to require a collaborative effort from governments, organizations, and individuals to get this right.
I completely agree.
It seems like we're all going to need to become more AI literate, even those of us who aren't data scientists or programmers.
Absolutely. AI literacy is becoming so crucial, not just to understand how these technologies work, but also to really navigate their ethical and societal implications.
So as AI becomes even more sophisticated, what does that mean for the future of work? Are there certain skills or qualities that will be particularly valuable?
Well, the research suggests that while some jobs will inevitably be automated, new jobs will also be created. The key is to be adaptable and to develop those skills that complement AI rather than trying to compete with it.
So we're talking about things like creativity, critical thinking, emotional intelligence, those uniquely human qualities that AI can't replicate.
Exactly. Those are the skills that will be in high demand in the AI-powered workplace. Think about it. AI can analyze data and generate reports, but it can't replace human ingenuity and empathy or the ability to build relationships.
It sounds like we're heading towards a future where humans and AI work side by side, each contributing their unique strengths.
That's the optimistic vision. And the one that seems most likely based on the research that we've discussed today. But achieving that vision requires us to be really intentional about how we develop and implement these technologies.
So what can individuals do to prepare for this AI-powered future?
I think the most important step is to educate yourself about AI. There are so many resources available, articles, videos, online courses. The key is to stay curious and to keep learning.
And don't be afraid to experiment. Play around with AI tools like ChatGPT, get a feel for what they can do and how they might be useful in your own work. You might be surprised by what you discover.
Absolutely. The more you understand about AI, the better equipped you'll be to adapt to this evolving landscape.
It's exciting and a little bit daunting all at the same time. It feels like we're on the cusp of a major shift in how we work and live.
It does, but we have agency in this. AI is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill. It's up to us to decide how we want to use it.
So what does that decision look like in practice? What can organizations do to ensure that AI is implemented responsibly and effectively?
The research emphasizes the importance of involving employees in the process right from the start. Don't just spring these new AI tools on people and expect them to embrace them wholeheartedly.
Right. It's about building trust through open communication and collaboration. People need to feel like they're part of the process, not just subjects of it.
Exactly. And it's crucial to provide adequate training and support to help employees develop the skills they need to work effectively alongside AI. Invest in your people.
Yeah, it's not just a technological shift, it's a cultural one too.
I agree. Organizations need to create a culture where AI is seen as a tool for empowerment, not a threat.
And that kind of brings us back to the idea of job design. How can organizations rethink jobs in a way that leverages the power of AI while still preserving those core human elements that make work meaningful?
The research really encourages a focus on those aspects of work that AI can't replicate, things like creativity, problem solving, emotional intelligence.
It's not just about automating tasks. It's about reimagining the nature of work itself.
Exactly. It's about finding ways to use AI to free up human workers to focus on those higher level tasks that require those uniquely human skills and qualities.
That's a pretty optimistic vision. It's like AI could actually help us unlock our full potential as humans.
It's definitely possible.
Mm.
But it requires a conscious effort to design jobs and organizations that prioritize human well-being and fulfillment, not just efficiency and productivity.
It's about creating a better future of work for everyone.
A goal worth striving for, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. We've covered so much ground here today, the different applications of AI, the challenges and opportunities it presents, and what it all means for the future of work.
And we've touched on some of the ethical considerations and the need for transparency, accountability, and responsible AI development.
It's a lot to process, but it's essential information for anyone who wants to understand this rapidly changing landscape and their place in it.
It is. And it's worth reiterating that this is just the beginning. AI is still in its early stages of development, and its impact on the workplace is only going to accelerate in the coming years.
So it's more important than ever to stay informed, be adaptable, and embrace lifelong learning.
Couldn't agree more.
Okay, before we wrap up, let's circle back to that thought-provoking question you posed earlier. What does the future hold for knowledge workers as AI continues to evolve?
It's a question without a simple answer, but I think our discussion today provides some valuable insights.
So what are those insights telling us?
They're telling us that the future of work is going to be different, but it doesn't have to be a dystopian scenario where robots rule the world. It can be a future where AI empowers us to do our best work, to be more creative, more productive, and more fulfilled.
But that's not going to happen by accident. It requires us to make those conscious choices about how we develop and implement AI to ensure that it's used to benefit humanity.
I think that's a really key point. It's not about humans versus AI. It's about finding ways for humans and AI to work together, to complement each other's strengths, and create a future of work that benefits everyone.
That's a powerful message, and one I think we can all get behind. Okay, any final thoughts you'd like to share with our listener before we wrap up?
I would encourage them to continue exploring this topic, to stay curious, and to actively participate in shaping the future of work. Don't be a passive observer. Be an active participant.
I love that. And don't be afraid to experiment. See how AI can help you unlock your own potential and make your work even more impactful.
Great advice. The future is what we make it.
All right, that brings us to the end of this deep dive. Thanks for joining us on this journey of exploration. We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration of the ideas that are shaping our world.
Yeah, it has been a really fascinating conversation. I always enjoy these opportunities to unpack complex topics like this and explore the potential implications.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much we've been able to uncover from just these five sources. I feel like I have a much clearer understanding now, not just of what AI is, but also how it's already impacting knowledge workers like yourself and what we all should be thinking about moving forward.
It's a lot to take in for sure. What's resonating most with you? What's sticking in your mind from all of this?
I think, honestly, that concept of expected affordances is really sticking with me. It's like we're not just reacting to the AI tools that exist today, but we're already kind of anticipating and even shaping how AI will evolve based on what we think it could do in the future. That's a pretty powerful realization.
It really speaks to the human capacity for imagination and innovation. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not just passively accepting technology as it's handed to us, we're actively influencing its development and its trajectory.
Yeah, it makes me think about how important it is to have a clear vision for the future. You know, if we don't know where we want to go, we're just going to be kind of swept along by the current of technological change.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We need to be proactive and intentional about how we develop and implement AI. We need to ensure that it serves humanity and not the other way around.
Okay, last question for you, and it's a big one. Knowing what we know now, what advice would you give to knowledge workers who are maybe feeling a bit uncertain about the future, about their place in a world where AI is becoming increasingly prevalent? What can they do to not just survive, but to actually thrive in this new world?
I would say the most important thing is to cultivate a growth mindset. Be open to learning new skills, adapting to new ways of working, and challenging your own assumptions about how things should be done. The world is changing quickly, and those who are willing to embrace change would be the ones who thrive.
It's about being a lifelong learner, right? Never stop being curious, never stop exploring.
Precisely. The skills that are in high demand today might not be the skills that are needed tomorrow. So be proactive, invest in your own development, and stay ahead of the curve.
And don't shy away from experimenting with those AI tools. See how they can help you in your work even in small ways. Just get hands-on, familiarize yourself with what these technologies can do.
That's great advice. The more you understand about AI, the better equipped you'll be to navigate this evolving landscape.
And remember, at the end of the day, AI is a tool. It's up to us, the humans, to decide how we want to use it. We have the power to shape the future.
That's a powerful message to end on. We have the power to create a future of work where AI empowers us to be more creative, more productive, and more fulfilled. It's an exciting time to be a knowledge worker, and I'm optimistic about what the future holds.
And on that note of optimistic curiosity, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration of the ideas that are shaping our world.